New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, another very, very cold February morning, 9 degrees out there. Bundle up as you head out. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. If you want an example of the complexities of the Republican Party right now, I think there's a microcosm of that in the situation going on in Michigan with Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, who's in some hot water over remarks that were secretly videotaped and released. Joining us to tell us more about this, he's been covering this for the Detroit News, reporter Craig Mauger. Craig, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
This is an interesting story with a lot of layers to it. Let's start at the beginning. How did this all start?
So this all started actually with the Hillsdale County Republican Party. It's one of 3 counties in Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky's district. The leaders of the Hillsdale County Republican Party were frustrated with the majority leader, saying he wasn't going hard enough at the Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So they had this meeting at a diner in Hillsdale County with Shirky, and they apparently secretly recorded the entire conversation. This was an hour-long conversation. They recorded it. They're having food. If you watch the video on YouTube, you can see they're eating, and they're getting basically leftovers to go with them. And during this video, the Senate leader makes a number of comments that tout conspiracy theories about the insurrection on January 6th and other comments that are derogatory toward the governor. And this has set off a media firestorm that has garnered national attention.
Well, it has indeed. It's got everybody talking about Michigan. There was a conversation, I guess, yesterday in the Senate between between Shirky and the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, right?
Yes. So this was, you know, this story was going on. Usually if someone makes an outlandish statement or some problematic statement, they apologize, people move on. What happened yesterday was Senate Leader Shirky gave the opening prayer at Senate session. It was a very contrite prayer, and he asked for grace, especially for himself, he said. And then moments later, he turned to the lieutenant governor, who was standing up at the rostrum in the front of the Senate with the leader after the prayer, and he made a comment that he frankly doesn't take back any of the points he made in the video. He said he would have chosen his words differently, but he wouldn't take back the points he made, he said. And this was caught on a hot mic. People who were watching Senate session on their computers could hear it. I was in the Senate chamber. I could not hear it. But as soon as everyone who was watching on TV heard this comment, it really undermined kind of a apology he had put out in a written statement the day before and the prayer that he had just given to start Senate session.
One of the lessons here has to be, if you're an elected public official, whether it's at the state or the local level or certainly the federal level, you have to assume that there's a camera on you at all times, even when you can't see it, right?
Yeah, and if you talk to a lot of Republican or Democratic politicians, a lot of them will tell you privately that every statement they make that is in any type of public setting, they assume it's going to wind up on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's just the world that we are in 2021. Everyone has a phone, and keep in mind, Senator Shirky at the diner, he was meeting with people that were definitely his opponents, even though they were Republicans. They wanted to censure him at their county GOP meeting. They were very frustrated with him. So, I mean, they were definitely looking to do him some political damage.
Yeah, well, they certainly have done that. I wonder how deep this damage is. What's the future hold, do you suppose, for Senator Shirky?
A lot of that will play out, I think, later this week. Senator Shirky is very well liked by the members of his caucus. It is very difficult for something to happen that can turn members of either the Republican or Democratic caucus against one another. So at this moment, I feel like it's unlikely that his caucus mates will try to somehow remove him as majority leader. The outstanding question, and what a lot of the focus has been on yesterday, is will large corporate donors, these are some of Michigan's biggest companies that financially support the Senate Republicans, will they cut ties with the Senate Republicans and say, we can no longer give to this organization or your members? Well, Senator Shirky is the leader of your caucus. Now, if that happens, that's going to set up a very difficult choice for the members of the Senate Republican caucus and Senator Shirky himself. But as it stands right now, he's still the majority leader, and there's no signs. I mean, I have not heard any negative comments about him from members of his own caucus, and those are the ones that hold the power here.
Has his name come up at all as a possible gubernatorial candidate, and does this nix that, do you think?
His name has come up as a gubernatorial candidate. Definitely before these comments were made, a lot of people floated his name. He has said that he has no interest in running for governor, but he's made other moves that have indicated to some people that they think, you know, what is this guy doing? I mean, he's a term-limited state senator, but he's been heavily, heavily involved, and his political apparatus has been heavily involved in the Unlock Michigan movement to do a petition drive to limit the governor's power. People are kind of wondering, like, could that be a platform for him to run for governor? After this controversy this week and how he's handled it, it's going to be very difficult for him to convince some of these large donors. You know, and if you talk to people within the Republican Party, this is what they're saying. It's going to be difficult for him to convince some of these large donors to get on board with a potential gubernatorial campaign.
Yeah. Of course, today the governor will release her proposed budget. She and Senator Shirky are going to have to sit across the table from each other and try and hash out a spending plan. That'll be really interesting.
It will be. And keep in mind, I mean, the underlying fact of everything that will happen today when we're talking about the next budget year is that lawmakers and Governor Whitmer still haven't figured out how to spend billions of dollars in emergency federal relief that is pending. They can't even reach terms on this federal relief money that could be being spent right now. And now we're already getting ahead to talk about the next budget. So it's going to be a lot of negotiations, you know, and potentially if those negotiations break down, we're going to see a lot more tension between the two sides if we haven't already seen enough of that.
Really interesting. We'll be following in the Detroit News. Craig, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, as always.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.